kind of like sound advice.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
What about a disease of the joints?
Arthritis.
Any other name?
Rheumatism.
Is there a difference to you?
Yeah. Arthritis can be in the flesh as well as the bone.
Okay, fine. Now, this is a disease that children used to die from. They would get sores in their throat, would suffocate. Begins with a D.
Diphtheria.
Sure, okay. And this is a disease that you get, it causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow.
Malaria.
All right, another.
Jaundice.
Sure, all right.
They call it janders. Used to call it janders.
Sir?
Some people.
Older people, maybe?
Yeah, a long time ago. Jaundice, of course, is right.
Sure, okay. And if somebody gets a severe pain in this area, he might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
All right. And if you eat something that disagrees with you and it has to come back up, you'd say you had to
throw up or vomit.
All right. You ever heard any words for that you thought were kind of crude?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Vomit. That's the awful thing. People say, try to say vomit and they say vomit.
Oh, I see.
Oh, puke, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be considered
crude, yes.
All right. Somebody who's sick that way, you'd say he's sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay.
Sick to his stomach.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about something a little more pleasant. If a boy keeps going to see the same girl pretty regularly and he's probably getting serious about her, you'd say he's what?
In love, I guess.
Okay, or he's anything else?
Infatuated.
All right, fine. Do you ever hear nowadays the word courting used?
Yeah, sure, courting.
Mm-hmm. So that's not old-fashioned?
I don't think so.
Okay. And you would say he is her what?
Boyfriend.
All right.
Or beau.
Okay, and she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Say if he comes home at night and he's got lipstick all over him, and his little brother sees him and says, uh-huh, you've been
kissing.
Okay. What about if he asks her to marry him, but she doesn't want him? What would you say she did to him?
Turned him down.
Okay. But maybe they went ahead and got
married.
All right. Now, at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you'd say he's the
best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor or matron of honor.
Okay. Now, in this area, years and years ago, did you ever hear of a noisy ceremony after the wedding? Maybe people would follow the couple?
Serenade them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Do you know much about it?
Well, they used to try to ride the groom out on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of one case not too many years ago, they threw the groom in the river.
Did people ever take offense at that sort of thing?
Yeah, sometimes they did. Usually, though, the ones that were pulling these pranks, the groom had pulled pranks on them. So
I see.
We have one situation here, one of the bankers here. His friends strapped him to a chest of drawers at the reception. And then, in turn, he, when this other boy got married, put him in jail for the night. So it's usually ones who've already been done something to.
Right.
So.
Well, about how long ago was the last one you heard about, would you say?
Oh, about 3 years ago.
No kidding.
That's
they
right.
Still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you ever hear the word chivalry used for that?
Yeah.
But most people around here would say serenade.
Mm-hmm.
But you have heard the word.
Mm-hmm. Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Mm-hmm.